With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Federal regulators today approved a billion-dollar energy storage project in Maher County. The 400-megawatt pumped storage project would supplement electricity from wind turbines and other sources. The 50-year license issued today is a big step forward, says Carl Borquist, president and CEO of Absaroka Energy.
Now we will go out and start actively and aggressively marketing the capabilities and capacity of this facility to the utilities, and that will be the last milestone before we can arrange the financing and start building the thing.
The Gordon Butte Pump Storage Project would use excess power produced by wind farms or other sources to pump water uphill to a 3,000-foot-long reservoir. During times of peak consumer electricity demand or when the wind is not blowing, the water would be released to turn hydropower turbines and keep electricity flowing. Construction is expected to begin no earlier than 2018. A school bus delivering kids home in Whitefish yesterday afternoon slipped off the edge of the road and flipped over. Nikki Willette reports.
Emergency responders arrived soon after the accident was reported at 4:30 p.m. and evacuated children from the back door of the bus. No one sustained any apparent serious injuries, though one student was transported by ambulance to North Valley Hospital as a precaution. Superintendent Heather Davis Schmidt said the district developed a follow-up plan for counseling support and voiced appreciation for the fast and professional work of all emergency responders. In Whitefish, I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.
You can find more news, podcasts, weather updates, and road information on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Bo Baker. Thanks for listening.
With Montana News, I'm Nate Hedgie. More than a half dozen Republicans have expressed interest in running for Congressman Ryan Zinke's seat if he is confirmed as Secretary of the Interior next year. They include 29-year-old State Representative Daniel Zolnikoff of Billings. The three-term state representative says he is most concerned about the national debt.
We have not put a budget together for years that has passed. And the big reason behind that is the lack of communication. Both parties have literally demonized the other party to death.
Other Republican candidates include Billings District Judge Russell Fagg, Corvallis resident Gary Carlson, Bozeman construction contractor Eugene Graff IV, and state legislators Ed Buttrey of Great Falls and Scott Sales of Bozeman. State Representative-elect Amanda Curtis is currently the only Democrat to publicly indicate interest in replacing Zinke if he is confirmed. She's a schoolteacher in Butte who ran unsuccessfully against Senator Steve Daines for a U.S. Senate seat in 2014. Zinke was nominated last week to become Secretary of the Interior by President-elect Donald Trump. If he is confirmed, a special election will be held in Montana within 100 days of Zinke vacating his House seat. An incoming weather system is expected to bring some fresh snow into Montana this long holiday weekend. Missoula National Weather Service meteorologist Marty Whitmore says it will push through in a couple of different surges.
Northwest Montana, you know, say call it north of the I-90 corridor, is going to start to see snow that could impact roadways Friday by midday. Even down here in Missoula, we may see some flakes, but we don't think it'll have much of an impact until Saturday.
That's when Whitmore says a second, more organized surge of winter weather could bring a few inches of fresh snow into the valleys.
Enough to impact travel, and we recognize Saturday being the day before Christmas, probably a peak travel day. Does not look like a high-impact system. But certainly there's going to be some snow plowing to be done.
Forecasters are not expecting severe winter weather conditions, but still urge drivers to pay attention to changing weather conditions and to slow down when necessary.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The U.S. Forest Service has approved a land exchange between the Custer-Gallatin National Forest and Red Lodge Mountain. The Billings Gazette reports that Forest Service Supervisor Mary Erickson published her finding of no significant impact after an environmental assessment was completed. Under the terms of the land exchange, two parcels of Custer-Gallatin National Forest lands totaling 250 acres at the base and mid-mountain areas will be exchanged for 382 acres of Red Lodge Mountain lands. The deal, valued at about $2.4 million, has been in the works since 2007 and is expected to be finalized next year. Red Lodge Mountain manager Jeff Schmidt says the land swap will allow ski area officials to own the base area, making it easier to get financing for improvements. A Great Falls woman accused of sexually assaulting a 15-year-old boy has pleaded guilty. The Great Falls Tribune reports that 41-year-old Kathy Lynn Peterson on Wednesday pleaded guilty to one amended criminal count of sexual assault, a felony. Peterson had been charged with 8 counts, including sexual abuse of children, evidence tampering, and 3 counts of unlawful transactions with children. Court documents show Peterson sent sexually explicit messages to the victim repeatedly, and some of the messages were received by a Homeland Security agent posing as the teen after the messages were reported to law enforcement. According to the plea agreement, prosecutors will recommend a sentence of 10 years with the Montana Department of Corrections, with all time suspended. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio. Thanks for listening.